This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado Senator John Hickenlooper was denied access to a future Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Hudson. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Senator John Hickenlooper said he was conducting a congressional oversight visit of the new Bighorn Correctional Facility. In a video posted on social media, he said he informed ICE of his visit, but was still denied access.
This facility could dramatically expand immigration detention in Colorado and make it even harder for families and their lawyers to reach out and talk to detainees. That's unacceptable.
ICE approved a $39 million contract for GEO to operate the Bighorn Correctional Facility for 6 months. That's according to documents obtained by the ACLU of Colorado. The private prison group also operates the ICE facility in Aurora and was the only company offered the contract. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a bipartisan caucus of Washington lawmakers wants to help put an end to the gerrymandering wars. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Problem Solvers Caucus has launched an anti-gerrymandering working group, and Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd has been tapped as one of the co-chairs. Hurd said in a statement that congressional representation should reflect the people and communities being served, not the political interests of whoever happens to be in power. He cited Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission as a model. The working group will come up with ideas to reform the process. Hurd has some incentive there. A group is trying to get a measure on the ballot this fall to allow for a new congressional map to be used in 2028.
That was CPR's Caitlin Kim. This is CPR News.